on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm at the videos, FakoTube with Uncle Wad, and nothing's popped up yet.
Are you sure you're not banned?
That's strange.
No, it would.
App, can you check? If I was
banned. I'm watching. Wait, 9 seconds there. Yeah, it's working here.
I'm seeing it if you go to my Uncle Odd channel.
It's working here.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm just going to start.
Marcus is in, I think, another country.
Yeah, Marcus.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is another country. That's true. That's for sure.
It is another country. Well, I wish you could see it. I'll send this after the show so that you can see it because there's some good visuals to it, too. Okay, all right. Sure. 3, 2, 1. Greetings, I'm Uncle Odd, co-host of FakoTube with Uncle Odd, along with my non-fake friend, Ab the Fakeologist. We're back like a good rash, and you will not want to miss tonight's interview with a world-renowned game changer. More on this non-conforming Nostradamus of our day after I share with you a steamy, steamy dream I had last night. Woo-hoo-woo! But first, it's September 20th, the year of, I sure wish it wasn't. Welcome to the show. Yes, 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 welcome. This is the show dedicated to studying media fakery and interviewing tip-of-the-spear researchers who, well, let's say they selflessly pursue truth and help unpack the lies that we're all fed through mainstream media. Now, about that dream I had last night, little warning to the parents, you might want to put the little kiddies to bed. Just a friendly parental warning. So there I was. I was walking down the street in my dream. I was walking. I was all masked up. I was avoiding people like the plague. You know, pun intended. Because, you know, I avoided them like the plague because of my, what? Because of my media-induced fear that there's a boogie virus out there and it would assuredly attack at any moment. Yes, indeed. In my dream, 75% of the restaurants, they were shuttered. And the others, they were open only to those sporting that big, beautiful COVID vaccination pass worn right around the upper arm like it was 1941. Then I saw the most beautiful eyes I had ever seen. And those non-masked lips. Oh my gosh, those luscious lips and that gorgeous smile. Did you put the kiddies to bed? Cause this is gonna get good. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Oh my goodness. This was not normal because I was living in the new normal. You know, the new masked up normal, the social distancing normal, you know, and then I saw this voluptuous being standing right before me that was the furthest thing from normal. I can tell you that. Woo! Okay. Spirit of full disclosure. I'm exaggerating just a bit. You know what? I learned from John Lebon that, you know, you got to get him at the beginning with a hook. It really wasn't a gorgeous woman, you know. Instead, it was a manly man handing me a golden ticket like a modern-day Willy Wonka. You remember him? Oh, Papa Willy, he gave me a huge smile. And he said, yes, sir, tear down that mask. Take it off. It does not suit you, sir. It reeks of bacteria-laden tyranny. You, sir, come with me. Come with me to the land of tyranny-free private living. Escape to your heaven on earth, my friend, to a private place without masks, without social distancing, without vaccines, and without that god-awful boot of tyranny stepping on your neck. And then he snapped his fingers and shazam! I was back to the good old days. You know, those, You remember those? You know, back like it was January 2020. Well, after he snapped his fingers, I was in a welcome center. And you know what? It looked like veritable eye candy. I looked to my left, and I saw a hustling, bustling cafe with smiling patrons and joyful servers, eating, drinking, and enjoying life as it should be. Well, the modern-day Wonka, he invited me. We walked up to the roof. We took an air taxi to a remote landing pad that opened to a street of warm, wonderful retail shops with brick paths, inviting trees. And, you know, it was a watercolor landscape that whispered, welcome to your new normal. Then with another snap of Willie's finger, I was whisked away into a luxurious apartment overlooking the street where I saw so many people walking their beautiful dogs. And one dog in particular, really caught my eye. You know, I recognized him. He was famous. This is Sammy the Giant Sheepadoodle. He's a children's hospital therapy dog. Hey, you'll find him on Instagram at Zammypup. He's awesome. He spreads lots of joy. And what do I know? He's in my heaven on earth. He happens to also be my dog. Okay. Everywhere. I witness what? I witness freedom. I witness normalcy. And goodness gracious almighty. When I went to the restroom, you would not believe how astonishing they were. Imagine watching all your YouTube videos right there. Oh my, the luxury. So I asked this nice man who gave me the golden ticket and tour. I said, sir, what is your name? And what is this place? With a kind, gentle voice, he said, my name, good sir, is Marcus Allen. This is Exclave. I created it. If you'd like to know more, my good man, then wake the hell up and tune in to FakoTube with Uncle Odd at 8 p.m. on Sunday evening and hear me being interviewed for crying out loud. So I wake up, and here I am. Here we are. Welcome. I'm absolutely delighted to introduce our new Willy Wonka, the man himself, the serial entrepreneur who invented Exclave in his own mind over 20 years ago and now is in the process of making it a reality. He's the host of a daily-ish video podcast called what? The Marcus Allen Show. And by the powers invested in me, I introduce you all to Mr. Marcus Allen. Welcome to the show.
Wow.
Marcus.
And his phone disconnected.
Did it really?
Oh, my goodness. He couldn't wait.
So he literally disconnected.
The timing was fantastic.
Is he back?
Marcus is back.
Marcus, welcome to the show.
God.
He's speechless. This is the first time I've ever heard Marcus Allen speechless.
Well, it says it's connected.
Lab, I think that was a good show. Great.
Marcus. Nice to hear from you this week. And you got them laughing in the aisles. Oh, brother. I don't know. It says he's connected, Uncle Odd. I'll hang up on him and just redial. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he was just... That was well done, though. Well done.
Thank you.
So you woke up in...
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Well, what inspired you to make that big intro for Mr. Allen? That it was so good that he had to hang up.
Boy. So, you know, he's the man. He's the one. When you have tyranny surrounding you, created an outcome he's created a place we can go.
Marcus Allen on the line. Hello.
Wowee, wowee. That was fantastic.
I wish you could have seen it. I was incorporating visuals of your, you know, your watercolor visuals as well. So
I did see it. I just, the problem is you, when you see it live stream, you see it 30 seconds behind reality. So
right.
I did see it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're welcome.
Then why did you hang up after we people?
I don't know what you're talking about. I was like laughing and next thing you know, you hung up.
No, but I was just, it said we, well, you were there, but you weren't there. So I thought I'd reboot, reset, and rewire. So how you doing? How's things in my escapenewnormal.com?
Well, things are pretty good and I'm pretty excited.
Well, we have a good connection.
Did he hang up again?
Yeah.
No, I think Marcus, are you on? Here. Are you on Wi-Fi? Let's do some tech support right now.
No, I'm on Ethernet, 1 gigabyte.
Okay. Well, I think you better get a refund because Todd and I are good. So I know if we're connected, then it's not my wire.
Right.
So Marcus, we're sounding good now. So there is so much about you that I couldn't even get to. So, I chose in the intro to go a little visual and, introduce you an exclave, but what many people may know, lots of people will know, but many people may not know is you're kind of the original, one of the original conspiracy guys out there that, debunked lots of different things and got us all going down lots of different rabbit holes. So we can talk about that as well, but would love for you to give us a little bit of backstory about the genesis of Exclave and tell us more about it now that people know what a wonderful watercolor world it is.
Give us a pitch. Give us your best pitch.
Well, the best pitch is I knew 20 years ago that we'd be in the situation we're in right now, and I don't like to live a scarcity mindset, and I knew we would have it where, you know, like who would want to live in the world we live in right now? And a lot of people that I hang out with are like me, and they always came up with this idea that it would be like this kumbaya, live in a tent, grow food ourselves, and, you know, get a porta potty type of thing. I'm just not interested in that. We live in this world of scarcity. I think that's wrong. I'm absolutely certain that we can all live in a plentiful world. And so when I came up with the idea for Exclave, which for those who don't know, the word enclave, it's a pun on the word enclave. An enclave is a geographic area within a bigger geographic area. For example, Washington, D.C. is an enclave. The Vatican is an enclave. The city of London is an enclave. And I'm like, well, I looked into the laws. I'm big into laws. And I noticed that in order to start your own thing, much like the Amish, I live next to the Amish. I moved here 18 years ago to study them. You know, you don't have to go offshore to get away from the nonsense. You can literally do it within the United States. And the United States is very appealing to me. I've never been outside the United States. I don't have a passport. Anytime I look at traveling to Rome or anything like that, people always, you know, talk about the touristy areas, but they don't tell you about the theft and all the downsides of going out there. And I'm like, well, let's do something that's within the United States. That's really all. And
there he went. We're having a bad connection tonight. Are you still there, Marcus?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. It went a little bit kabuki there. So what is the timeline? Yeah, you're Todd sharing my Exclave's homepage right now. You're scrolling through. What is the timeline for Exclave in your mind? When can it begin? For many people, it couldn't begin soon enough.
Yeah, so we need 1,000 members. We have a membership, and there are two things. We need money in, and we need for things to get very painful. Right now, things, believe it or not, are painful enough. What we're going to be doing is restoring and rescuing 10-year-old farmland that has been generated by good old Monsanto. Monsanto has completely ruined farmlands. That's what desertification is, when you basically have run because of chemicals, because of tilling.
Boy, the audio is really bad.
I know, Marcus, you're warbling a lot. I don't know what the hell's going on. The Skype is acting very poorly.
Should I try to call on Zoom? Because the email was.
Can you call into Zoom? I sent you the invite. Call into that link.
Yeah, that's let me hang up on a.
Okay, right. That's great.
This guy. Well, Marcus, so, I just for everyone to know, I'm going to give that a 1-star Skype, you piece of crap. I don't personally like Skype too much. And, we've had great success on Zoom. I have great success on Discord. The only problem on Discord is occasionally when I'm connected to a Discord server, say in Australia.
Right.
That distance sometimes causes aberrations, but overall Discord has been fantastic. Our connection on Zoom has been pretty darn good too.
Yeah, I think so. I like it. You know, I'm going to explore some of the other things, but Skype, as you know, earlier in the day, that concerned me. I didn't want to shift over to that because Zoom works.
Yeah, but it could be anything. It could be his internet connection to the world. We'll find out if he connects through Zoom. If he has the same warbling issues, then that means it's his connection.
Okay.
Pretty simple, but I'm wired. You're not wired, but for the most part, we've had pretty good success. So we've been talking a lot today. I invited you to the Telegram. I have a fakeologist broadcast group on Telegram, which is a knockoff of WhatsApp, which is maybe not owned by the big boys. So maybe the discussions are a little less invaded by the security state. I don't know for sure. With Telegram, but I thought I'd start that. You joined that. Yeah, and then we started to have a nice chat. And by the way, I was moving mobile and our communication link was fantastically clear.
It was amazing. I was just going to show
Telegram.
Telegram. I can't show the icon, but it was just fantastic. I mean, literally, I thought you sounded as good as you do when you have your microphone at home. I was so impressed.
Yeah. So that's fake11.com. /telegram. And yeah, I'm all about trying new technologies like IPS. Tim Osman, I think it's a great idea. Todd's the same way. Todd tries all kinds of new stuff when he has time, when he's not building businesses. And we're just trying to find the best connection, because on the other hand, we don't know which connections are going to be viable in the future. Right. Discord, Zoom, who knows? So we want to be all over the place. I think eventually Todd's going to start streaming to 5 different places at once when you get that going.
Yes.
Because YouTube was nasty to you last week.
YouTube was nasty to me, Ab. I was in timeout for a week. Interestingly enough, for the video that says, where do YouTube videos go to live when they're censored?
That was the video they gave you a hard time about?
Yes, can you believe that?
And they said nothing in there of against the WHO. You didn't cuss out Bill Gates, or did you? I forget.
No, I didn't. But the so that was strike one. Strike two, or that was warning one. Strike two was Vernon Coleman. I had a 2-minute bit on him to where I just took something of his that he had recorded, you know, that just made a point for me. And that was the one that they said I violated the, you know, World Health Organization.
You were going against the recommendations / guidelines, but not laws, for this, what's characterized as a pandemic. It's not a pandemic, actually. It's characterized as one, just like you're characterized as a man, but I'm not saying you are a man because I don't see gender.
I am.
You're characterized as a man. But I'm not going to call you a man because the New World Order says there really are, you're any sex you want to be, even if you don't want it.
Self-identify as a 6-foot, 6-inch Chinese woman basketball player.
Wow. So, I thought you were going to say sheepdog. Do you want to, since we're just all over the map tonight, do you want to plug that sheepdog site that's made you famous?
Yeah. Why not?
Always have to talk virus, you know.
That's true.
Everything is sickness and death.
Let me go to Instagram and
pop her up. Todd and his dog are famous. I think that's Todd's most successful social media site. And it's mainly because of the dog, although maybe some people come for Uncle Odd to see him.
It's
a therapy dog. Todd does good works.
I sure try.
He does good works.
It's Zandy Pup, the giant sheep-a-doodle. While we have just over 200 subscribers on this YouTube channel, Zammy has 146,000 followers.
I think dogs have the best following. Somebody told me, I listen to a regular podcast, and they have a little Chihuahua-type dog, and their Instagram channel's blown up too.
There's Uncle Odd. See my rock hard abs?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I am Ab, as in rock hard. But yeah, dog channels do really well, don't they? Do you know your competition in the dog Instagram world?
There's not really competition. My thing is Zammy. I'll show you the photo. Zammy had this right here. This is his signature one right there. Mm-hmm. Where he's just huge. So the story behind that one is I was taking him for a walk. Now, he's a giant dog, and he is so big and fluffy and floofy. People just have never seen a dog like this.
Does he bite?
No, he's just the most angelic dog you'll ever see. So anyway, I was taking him for a walk, and these girls right here asked if they could pet him. And so I took him over there. He jumped up, said hello, and as he was coming down, I snapped this photo.
Can you zoom it in? Because I can't see it too great. It's all...
Yeah, if I zoom it in, the problem is...
Click on it and it won't get big?
Here, let me see what happens when I put Zammy Pup.
Okay, I thought you could just click on it on Insta and it'll just pop up.
If I go to...
I personally like the videos where the dog's in the hospital and the little children that are in the hospital are coming up to it.
If you search Zammy Pup on Instagram, there's Uncle Odd and Zammy. That's for our...
promo shot?
I'll show you the picture that was famous.
What about the picture when the little child who's in the hospital comes up to the dog? It's just such a great shot.
That's
touching. Actually, it was a video, I believe, you showed me.
That's this one.
Yeah, that's so nice.
This one right there.
So
this little girl, she had never walked without her braces on.
Oh,
so
wow.
We had met her for over a year where she would, this leg was curved.
Right.
So we'd gone in and we'd seen her for over a year. And what they have to do is they have to, literally break the leg and straighten it, let it heal. And
pins and all that. Yeah.
Pins and all of that. So her dad asked if I would stand across the room and hold Zammy up.
Oh, Zammy's not standing on his own.
No, I'm holding him up. I'm behind there to stand him up to give her incentive to
and
be
you're
able
a
to
big guy up. And you can't see you because the dog's blocking you. That dog is bigger than you.
He's a big I'm kneeling down.
All right.
But,
perspective.
So she stood across the room and I wish I could show it. I mean, maybe I'll go to the video so I can, but just to finish the story, she walked across the room and just was giggling like crazy and gave him a big hug. And this is the video that when you combine all of the social media that it's been spread across, someone had estimated, I don't know. You can fact check it. I'm not, but somebody had told me that it's been shared over 100 million times.
Oh my God.
And let's see if we have a video here.
That's so good. In other words, guys, your host on FakoTube, he does good work.
Yes, sir.
Heart.
And here we go. I wrote a book. It's on.
And you wrote a book.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.com.
It doesn't promote vaccines, does it?
No. Does this? Let's see.
Is this your promo?
Let's see. I don't know how I'm gonna get out of this.
All right.
There we go. Sorry, guys. This is really, really good radio, guys.
We're playing The Adventures of Zammy, the Giant Sheepadoodle promo on YouTube. It's on Indiegogo. Is Indiegogo a good site?
No, this was just when I was getting backers for it. But it was very cool. So we wrote a book. If you search on, if you have any kids or any young readers that are probably 3 to 6 years old, if you search on Amazon, The Adventures of Zammy the Giant Sheepadoodle, or just Zammy the Giant Sheepadoodle, it'll pop up. But it's a nice book. And all the characters in the book are based after kids at the hospital. So you have Ginger Giraffe. She is based on a girl named Ginger. Yeah, he's a pretty amazing. Let's see what this one is. There we
go. Zammy!
Now go like this with your leg.
Oh. He loves you! He loves you! Oh.
Hi! That's Tommy Two Wheels.
Wow.
Oh, that works. Come here, Zammy.
Whoops.
Hi there. Hi there.
That's his first patient. She was my neighbor. He became a therapy dog because of her.
Good job, Zammy.
There it is.
There's the touching moment. Beautiful.
She had never walked before, Ab. See, wow. Look at this.
I tell you, that dog is enough motivation. Wow, amazing.
Yeah, and it's... I'll pause that. It's the sad thing is, since this COVID nonsense, I haven't been able to take.
I was gonna say you're probably blocked from the damn hospital.
I can't take him to the hospital anymore.
So can we talk about COVIDs a bit? Is it not simply psychological torture? Really, what's going on more than anything real?
It is. Well, first of all, there is no pandemic.
Right.
There never has been.
It was never declared.
This is it was never declared. People don't know that. It was weasel words. But this is all kabuki theater, and it is for a worldwide control grid that's being laid down, a medical martial law, if you will. But there are some very nefarious people who really want run this world. And when you think back about a one world government and hearing all of that new world order nonsense. Well, you know what? It's not nonsense. This is real. It has been operationalized and, it is having an effect on this society, this world that we're never going to be able to turn back from. So what we're going to do is talk about it and we're going to get
made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic. That COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic. Characterized as a pandemic. Characterized as a pandemic. Characterized as a pandemic.
In other words,
why can't he say it is a pandemic? Because we are in a simulation. It's Event 201 Part 2. Event 201 was the official simulation war games exercise, and it went live right after that, quote unquote, and we call it Pandemic Simulation Part 2. Why, like, just that one fact, why can't people get that through their head, that they actually simulated it, and then they just rolled into it because they were already set up and the simulation went so well? Why can't people see that connection? Why can't people understand the cover of the story? That's called the cover.
Yeah, it's because people are under the spell. The TV is very, very powerful, the LiaVision. But I do have to share with you a very, very funny, I do have to share with you a very funny story that my wife shared with me today. She said that she was going to the corner near her house where there's a gas station, and there's a right at a corner, there's an elementary school. And she saw this mother and her son riding their bicycles.
With masks.
Now, both of them had their masks on. Looked totally ridiculous. It was hot as heck here in Tampa, Florida. And she said, as they were wearing their masks, the mother took the lead and she started driving across the road when the yellow light came on. So the little boy was driving behind her and just like literally had the cars had to wait for him to clear. I mean, if they would have went at green. So she is so mindful about the boogie virus and protecting her son in sunshine.
He almost get run over by a car.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing, because even if, here's the other part that's impossible for people to understand. Even if it was a real virus, which it is not, let us be clear in our opinion.
Right.
Then the odds, the numbers that they are giving us as part of the simulation are so infinitesimal. When you put them on the grand risk scale from very risky to no risk, it is down at the bottom where you are more likely to be hit by lightning six times in a row while being run over by a bus at the exact same time. In other words, the odds are impossible.
Impossible.
They're impossible.
But because I just got out of YouTube prison, uh-huh. I want to be on the record, Ab.
Oh, here
it is. While I was in timeout, I gave this a lot of thought.
Before the show,
I am absolutely flipping on you, and I believe that vaccines can be a cure for this. I have a qualification for it, but I want it to be heard loud and clear across the world that I believe that vaccines can be a cure for this non-demic. Okay? I am going to ask everyone in all of social media to join me, and I want to start a hashtag that says, I will be first. Now, spirit of full disclosure.
I'm giving you the raspberries.
I'm not, well, hang in there.
Do I have to give you one of these?
I'm not through yet, Ab. Okay. Hashtag I will be first. What I think is the leadership, the worldwide leadership, and the Karens out there, and anyone who is a proponent and is really anybody who believes in this to a point that they are writing about it or any of the politicians, I want them to be first. Yeah. I will be first. Now, I'm kind of a wimp. I don't want to be first. I want to be a long distant like 7 billionth. But I believe in the vaccine, YouTube censors. I do.
Are you hamming it up for YouTube censors now? I mean, are we doing the show for Susan Jowicki or whatever her name is of YouTube?
Ab, I just don't want to be in another timeout for speaking the truth. So I'm just qualifying it. Yeah. And I figure if I have that in there that I believe in vaccines, I believe they exist. Now, the effectiveness, not so much. But I just want people to go first.
Across as sincere. But
I'm not trying to.
I'll second you for sure. If we can verify what's in those vaccines and we can actually have our witnesses to these great vaccine proponents take it, and then I'm still going to wait a year to monitor the condition of these people to see how they're doing, how they're making out.
I'm waiting 3 years.
At least 3 years, right. Well, even if there is going to be a vaccine, which somehow I think this is just an endless treadmill of it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. No vaccine has ever really, I understand, been released more than earlier than 7 years. Average might be 15 years. So even if you believe a vaccine could save you, and how well has the quote unquote flu vaccine worked out? Every year they make admission that it's less than 50% effective. Is that good enough for everyone there? Everyone out there, honestly.
While I was in my hiatus this last week and I did some research, I realized the urgency of a vaccine, needing to push the vaccine to the point that we're going to skip animal trials, we're going to rush it, and almost without consideration of perhaps doing any kind of damage to human beings. I believe because people are dying, Ab, people are dying by the 0.0001s.
Right.
And when anyone's dying by the 0.0001s, you know, you got to take it seriously. When there is, sure, there's a 99.9999% survival rate with this boogie virus, but, you know, I think a vaccine is important. Because the delta on it, from what I understand, is for the manufacturers, for the, is $70 a vaccine. So do the math.
Hold on, delta. You just threw me with a business term there, didn't you? You're doing decimals and you're speaking Greek.
Okay. So
can you make money on this thing? Is that what you're saying?
I think if you follow the money, 7.7 billion times $70.
Yeah.
Twice a year.
Yeah.
Annually then.
Right.
Thereafter, grows up to be
I've heard 12 zeros. 1 plus 12 zeros or 2 plus 12 zeros. Does anyone know what that number is?
That would be trillions, right?
Yeah. And I think that Rocco Galati, I think, who is fighting the Canadian government, suing them anyway, suing somebody up here, he made a funny point where he said if you can't envision 1 or 2 plus 12 zeros, just envision $2.4 million every single day to the day that we started measuring time from when Christ was a young boy. That's the number. And that's every year, I think, or is it every, it's insane.
I don't know, but this is probably the best interview of Marcus Allen that I think anybody has ever heard.
Marcus is doing a fantastic job. I sent him a message, okay, because the whole audience is now wondering. He said he's having internet connection problems, which that's obvious. And I did say he could call my special phone number. That is assuming that he has a separate phone line from the internet, which I do not, by the way.
I don't.
And
either.
That special phone number, if anyone wants to call in, maybe not tonight, but in the future.
Can I do it? Because I've memorized it.
Well, yeah, you 810. Oh, you want to say it. I thought you were going to call me.
810-666-1984. How did
you got it? You got it. And in Canada, it's 902-400-1984. I don't have it set up. It would probably come right through to me, but I don't have it, the queue set up, but hey, you could call if you are listening live, if you want. If you have any questions for myself or Uncle Laud or Marcus, I can type them to him, but,
sure.
I think even if Marcus doesn't get back on the call.
I think we have plenty to talk about if we don't. You know, I do want to say I want to take a little time out, and unfortunately last week we couldn't live stream our interview with Tom Barnett, but I was able to upload it, and you know, he uploaded it to his channel, and I just want to thank everybody who's given such positive reviews of that interview, and it's just hard not to be captivated by that guy when he speaks. He is so knowledgeable and just succinctly, you know, just some of those people who are just unconsciously competent in just about everything they do. So if you haven't watched that interview, I encourage you to. We covered a lot of ground, when it comes to the virus, you know, kind of world events, just everything. So I'm really, really happy that Tom agreed to join us. We are a small channel, obviously. But I'm really happy we are attracting some really, really good folks, and
we're working on guests, and you're a great guest getter. We've put in requests. If you want to help us with these requests, I guess you could hit these guys up on the YouTube channel. I've recommended, I believe, Rocco Galati, who's the lawyer in Canada, seems real. Yep. Mm-hmm. I've recommended Letitia Montana, who's the woman that went into the Toronto hospital without a mask and became famous. I think she's pretty real. She's mm-hmm. run away to Mexico, I think, according to her YouTube channel, which is called Humanity Rising. I just like her energy. She seems like
a
bubbly woman. There's a woman in Vancouver named Odessa. Oh, it's a tough one. Tough name. O-O are her initials. And, we have a call.
All right.
7 seconds.
Hello, fakeologist on the line. You are on hold for 7 seconds. Thanks for calling.
Perfect. This is Tommy calling Kingtail on YouTube. I've been following Fakeologist for a while. I was $1.19 donor from John LeBron over a couple years ago.
Hold on. I want to make sure you can hear. Hold on 1 sec. Uncle Lon, are you hearing that?
No, I'm not hearing a thing.
Okay.
I'm hearing is George Bush.
No. Hold on 1 sec, because I had the Skype grabbing the line. Hold on, I got to make sure Skype. I got to kill Skype, because Skype might have been interfering.
I was test calling. It was a perfect test call.
All right, for those of you
bells out
there while he's waiting.
Yeah, hold on a sec.
Yes, sir.
All right, Ab. You just be quiet for 15 seconds. I just want to enjoy me some George.
Fool me once. Shame on
I'm sorry, this is not supposed to be a tech call, but hold on. Hold on a sec.
Heard something
here.
There.
Hold
You're
on a
good,
sec.
My guy. Take your time.
We're going to get this going. All right. Let me just make sure, because I had everything set up for a Skype call.
Alex, Alan, Marcus.
All right.
So, no, not a problem.
Let me just...
At least we're, you know what I mean? Let's squeak it out real quick. Make sure our voices all sound great.
See if there's anything that I can share here.
I appreciate that on your podcast, so.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hold on. Now I'm deep inside the Zoom rabbit hole trying to get their bloody settings. You can hear me, huh?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You sound great. I can't hear anybody else. I can hear Prompt.
So while you're doing that,
hold on a sec. We're gonna get it.
Let me share real quick.
Hold on. We're gonna get it now. Can you hear? Now you can hear him.
What do we got? Odd.
Now I can't hear. Hold on a sec. I gotta just.
Hey,
hold on a sec.
You're fine. You're all good, my guy.
I'm effing it up. Hold on a sec. He's talking away here.
I thought I just heard someone.
Could you hear me, Uncle Odd?
I hear something.
There we go. I hear something.
Can you hear the phone call?
Uncle Odd, how are we doing?
Oh, I hear somebody say, Uncle Odd, how you doing? I'm fine.
Here
Who's
we
it?
Go. I can't. This is Tommy King calling from North Dakota.
Tommy hey, King from North Dakota. Woo!
Yes.
Our yep. first caller. Then,
you're the first hey, caller from North Dakota ever on the Fakeologist show.
Get out of town.
Never in my life.
Even there has nobody that's called a Fakeologist when you do your Discord calls or Skype, the calls.
No, I'm saying
podcast,
nobody
huh?
from North Dakota. Are you close to Fargo?
I'm in. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You're deep right into the Fargo. Are you calling from Lakota country?
No, not Lakota country. Not that deep. I mean, Lakota is more. Not even sure where Lakota would be.
I don't know either.
Was to the. Yeah, I don't know why you would have picked
Lakota. Lakota's not fit for a kid.
I don't know. I just wanted to say.
Stop it! This is my not Air Force Base area, Belcourt, North Dakota. We're representing Chippewa.
Okay, represent. Okay, how did you find out about the Fakeologist, FakoTube, Uncle Odd, media juggernaut?
from started with hearing John LeBron probably trash some flat earth a few years ago, went to Fakeologist website, became a Patreon or donator.
Oh, Tommy Key, you are a Patreon. Yes, I'm sorry.
For years. I've never called. I never did the.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. Offer.
You're good. I've never done this part. So I thought we might as well kick things off with the, you know, I've seen Dave J on the chat. He's, you know what I mean, given some insight from his direction. I respect that. I put a message out in chat to, FakoTube saying congrats on this Tampa Bay win. Notice he was flossing in his Tom Brady jersey a week ago. So.
Oh, yeah.
Tom looked good for him today, so wanted to give him a little bit of respect on that. You know, it's always fun to get back out of the, you know, seriousness of everything. Or not serious, just a mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, to monkey around a little bit. And I just wanted to call and say, you know what I mean? Appreciate what you boys are doing. You know what I mean? You know,
well, thank you.
That's very nice.
Thank you. I never check the chat because it's on delay and you know we're still trying to get the hang of this thing.
But I
am looking at the chat right now and I just see a whole lot of Dave J diarrhea in there.
I respect where Dave J is coming from.
No, look, I'm assuming. All I know is that Dave J, you know, it's just every time he appears, he goes down a negative path, and then he just starts at homs. And you know what? I just ignore him now. It's just he's ignorable.
Is it like that?
Anything constructive to say. He wants to tear everything down, and he's not interested in building anything up. And you know what? Not on this channel. I just will ignore you, Dave. Okay. You're welcome to leave.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't mean to even bring attention to that for it to go down that way at all.
I'm looking at the chat, and all it is him saying, dude, I'm with the false death. Are you part of any law of any kind? All of that stuff. Those false assertions. Dave J, there are some of us out here are trying to do good. You're not paying anything to see this. And so if you just want to lurk around in the chat and just be a negative source of energy, you know, I don't care. Go ahead, knock yourself out, but I'm ignoring you.
All right. Let's bring them.
I was actually nowhere near wanting it to be a negative thing. I was reading, the chats coming through even. I've heard him on so many other things and I respect where he's coming on. I called when I read, are you part of any lodge? I assumed he wrote that because of the bricks in the foreground. That was something I wanted. I was only saying it out of, cause I feel like on a Sunday, we're a couple guys that can watch football that we understand some days, kick out. And I thought we were trying to, you know, put our feet up a little bit instead of.
We're having a good time tonight.
When I seen the, are you part of any lodge? I go, oh gosh, maybe he's actually not trying to be so, and I'm never going to talk for anyone else and I don't even want to know what his intentions are.
All right. Well, Tommy King, you're a good man. You're a donor or a past donor of
Fakeologist. And like I said, my Patreon got
blown off.
Done for a minute. I don't know what happened.
Well, you know what? You're welcome to use the PayPal subscribe because Patreon.
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. PayPal. That's actually what I meant. PayPal,
oh yeah. I remember seeing your name a lot. So yeah, you've been on there a lot. I really appreciate it.
No,
really kind of
you.
You
guys are doing good. I appreciate it.
I think if you like content creators, I'm supporting people mainly through Patreon because it's convenient. Where everyone, it's just one bill that comes out. But yeah, if they have a subscribe button, I totally agree that we should support content creators in this day and age. This is the way it should be. And I also think you should just give whatever you think is the value you get. I think the no agenda value for value system is fantastic. It's fair. I don't block any audios. I'll give you everything I got. If you think it's worth something,
I appreciate
it. It's so much easier because it's hard enough to download stuff. We all know that. It's just a pain. I don't want any paywalls. I don't want to figure out how to get the second hour. Just give it to me. And people like Bing, look at Bing. He stepped up this week. He knocked 611 into the bank. And I just bought the Android and the iOS app for FacoTube. And I think even Uncle Odd got that going in a matter of minutes.
And I just want to comment on the brick wall. I'm sharing my screen right now, showing you my Masonic room here. And
that's what that was. I did see it come up on YouTube.
If I can educate Dave J, you know, I'm a business professional, and I spend, since COVID started, I spend probably half of my day on Zoom calls, and I realized really quickly and really early on that everybody looks like shit on Zoom calls. So I decided, you know what? How about I differentiate myself by actually going out and figuring out how I can take my little, I have one extra bedroom, how I might be able to do something in the
back. It is a beautiful look. You do look good.
So I went to Lowe's and I got
clean. It's a clean look.
I got two panels. So they're not brick, Dave J. They're two panels.
Hey, no, and he didn't, FYI, I'm not even trying to jump in. I don't know if that is why that comment even got said. This was something on my heart when I was like, oh, everyone.
No, don't
everyone
worry.
Says
I'm
if a guy's in front of
me. I'm explaining.
Okay, and I,
I'm a, I think, don't apologize. There's no apologies
well,
needed.
I didn't take what he said, and then I said that, I'm just trying to say, I'm not putting words into his mouth, because right now it almost sounds like you're defending something that I said on why
Dave,
he would have said that.
Todd,
it was a joke. Yeah,
he says, "Todd, are you part of a lodge of any kind?"
Yeah, and I was like jokingly saying, "Oh, it must have said it because of the brick background." I know when I watch Symbology in movies.
All right. So anyway, we'll put this to bed.
That's
we'll
why
put
I joke.
To bed and
I,
move on.
Yeah.
I'm just explaining. I'm just showing that this was my solution to a business need because I thought, you know, I want to look professional. So I invested in a little bit of lighting and a setup, and this is my setup. So that's what you see behind me. And no, I am not part of any Masonic lodge. I didn't even know what Masonic lodges were before I found out about Ab the Fakeologist a few years ago.
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Any closing? Tommy, any closing comments before we move on?
Right. Just jumping on Ab right there. Now, the closing is, like I said, what I was calling for is just to, voice support, let you guys know,
thank you.
That he's,
you know
what I mean? That you boys, even himself, even Dave, and we're talking about somebody that had nothing. Marcus Allen, I was actually part of the, he came up with like a fetch 123.
Yeah, he had truthinseminutes.com. That was his past website.
I jumped on there for a little bit.
Yeah,
I was jumping on there for a little bit. And then, like I said, something went goofy with the billing, I think. And so recently, there was actually a lapse where I didn't notice any content. And I'm not breaking anybody's balls over content in any way. I'm just saying that I was there. And if I ain't now, I haven't went back to that website in a minute. And when I caught this live on the email from Ab, I get the emails from FakoTube letting me know what's on. Caught it live in between a Sunday fun day of football and
we're
jumping in, and now we have a nice little, at least we got our, you got your voice call figured out. I respect and also technology wise how you have your own server setting it up like that. Don't know if you're a Linux dork or not. I'm not.
I wish I was.
It's tough because it's confusing. And then I go down the rabbit hole of like, reading the words and feeling it shouldn't be as complicated as they're making it. And once you go back farther and farther with Linux, but I try to stick on that side and self-teaching myself.
Smart stuff. Yeah.
Definitely respect how you run your own server, all that stuff. And that's a legit move. You guys, and from what you guys project yourselves are all legit men and appreciate
your point of view. I think Tom is legit. So. I feel legit. And one more network you might not have heard. I introduced Todd to Telegram because there's some truthers on there. So fake11.com/Telegram for all those people with a smartphone or a iPad or a tablet or whatever you call them. You can get it on mm-hmm. there. It's an app. And Telegram is sort of a knockoff to WhatsApp. So I want to just diversify all over the place.
I was blown away by
And you
the
don't
call.
Have to give your phone number either, which is a WhatsApp feature. No phone number required. Okay. So you can just have your name, your username and pass, and your username and profile, whatever, and join the Telegram. So we're going to put some stuff there. So we're trying to diversify, stay one step ahead of the censorship curve. And Uncle Odd promised me that we're going to be he's going to try and set it up for next week so he can stream all over the place, including FakoTube. We haven't even tested FakoTube for streaming. It does work, but right now.
Ultimately, if FakoTube works, what I'd like to do, Ab, is start the stream at FakoTube mm-hmm. and then stream out to YouTube, because I just, you know, this week it sucked. You know, it sucked being not being able to upload any videos, not being able to. Yeah. Subscribed anything. It's just, you know,
and that's 1 week lost. 1 week lost as well.
Lost. We had a great guest on, and I wasn't able to live stream that. So
and the week before, Amanda was her live stream was interrupted halfway through by the censors. Yeah. But that was pretty dramatic. That's when you know you're over the target.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
But thank you.
Well, boys, I'm gonna jump off the line here. Like I said, I appreciate it. I'm gonna stick on, checking out the stream, and
thank you, Tommy.
Keep doing
King.
What you guys are doing.
Tommy, you're the king.
Tommy,
no, real quick. Stop it. No. Nothing like that. Just Tommy. Out of Fargo.
Tommy, keep real first. Quick. Who's your football team? Who did you enjoy watching today?
What did I watch? I'm up north. I'm a Viking. If I gotta okay. watch, if I,
oh
you
yeah,
know
the
I
purple
mean,
guys, yeah,
torture did, myself did, with the this, you know, fantasy. I what was that? Go ahead. I think I broke. You broke up.
They lose today.
Did they win or lose the Vikings?
Oh, it was miserable. Worst team in the NFL right now. Worst team, definitely. Wow. Pretty sure the offensive put out. Offensive and then no defense going off of 5 years, I want to say, of at least putting up decent defense. And then now they probably let up 100 points in 2 weeks, which is wild.
Mad respect for you, Tommy, because I used to live in Winnipeg, not far from Fargo. Damn cold, I'm sure. Is it snowing today?
No. And it's actually going to be 80 tomorrow. I do construction, so I actually am excited for an 80-degree day.
All right. So, well, keep that mask off,
as much as we can.
Breathe easy.
For sure, boys. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.
Thanks, Tommy.
All right. There goes Tommy. I had to do a pivot there because what happened was I had it set up for Skype and Zoom and not Skype and the open lines, 810-666-1984 and 902-400-1984. Well, I guess Marcus isn't going to call in. I closed out Skype because, like I said, it was jamming up. And there was too much going on. So hopefully, maybe you can call back or whatever.
Good. So we were talking earlier today, Ab, and you told me that your employer now is going to require you to wear masks. Did I read that right?
I saw the sign today posted on the front door. And yeah, if you're in common areas, and common areas are up to them what's common, what's not. So I'm not quite sure what to do. I called my doctor's line, and, of course, you got to make a virtual appointment.
Sure.
So I'm going to remind – I'm not a big fan of my own doctor, but I'm going to ask what he can do for me. So I'll have to call back on their very limited office hours tomorrow and book an appointment. I could do it online, but I came on here to call you. But, yeah, I'm going to maybe – and you – at fake11.com/mask have created a template in Word that's editable with great instructions. fake11.com/mask. And the listenership can go there, print out after filling out a form or filling out the fields rather with their name and print out and laminate. You say it's easy to laminate and carry that around showing that they are exempt. And you have said that has worked for you.
Yeah, I have. I mean, so mine, I went through a process, legitimate process, to be able to get. I'm medically diagnosed with a disability that that exempts me from having to wear a face covering. And so I have
Can you hold it up to the camera, Ross?
Yeah, I have this. Okay. And so as this has gone on, and I needed it because I needed to get on a plane. I needed to board a plane.
By the way, would that work now on a plane? Because the way I'm hearing these guys talk, the plane guys.
No, this works just fine on a plane. What you have to do, though, is you have to call the airlines before you go, and you have to explain to them what you have, and you have to bring with you a letter from your medical doctor that says that you have a condition that you can't wear a mask. So
and do they read the letter? How are they going to verify the letter, honestly?
Well, okay, so there you go. I mean, they won't.
Okay.
They won't go through that due diligence and process.
Too much.
I'm just telling you, Ab, what the process is, okay?
No, I'm just asking, because can I write my own letter from Dr. Strangelove to say this guy can't breathe?
I don't want to give any counsel
that could be fraudulent. Yeah.
Put it this way. I don't want anybody to accuse me, even with the Word document that I created, that I am suggesting that people lie. The reason why I wrote this letter is because this non-demic is based on a lie. And we're 6 months into it.
Right.
And it's ridiculous that we all have to wear face coverings. So my conscience is clean if I can provide any way for others to strategically be able to not wear a mask. Now, what is a disability? If you go to fake11.com/mask and you download the editable template. Word document, put your name in it, everything, at the very, very top, I define what a disability is. Now, putting a face covering creates a disability over you because it impairs your ability to breathe. Thus, we are all definitionally disabled. And so with that, my conscience is clear on being able to tell you how to write this legally. And I even included some visuals in there that I wish I even had on this. It's better than what I have, visually, that you can wear as a lanyard. And it's really super simple. You just follow the instructions. Put in your name. You're going to need a designated advocate who's your advocate. I don't put ADA advocate. I just say advocate. So it could be somebody you know who will vouch for you on the other end of the line that you indeed have a medical disability that exempts you from having to wear a face covering. And you can do that with good conscience. Again, you'll see that when you print out the document. Now, you can wear it as a lanyard, and it is so non-confrontational. If you do this, you could keep this in your pocket. If you do this, you just walk in and you just hold it up. Now, when they visually see, you'll see on what I created, it has a mask, no mask. Yeah. And it also has so it's similar to that one, right? Just that no mask, but it's better. And then it has the
wheelchair.
And so, when people see that, and when it's laminated, they automatically legitimacy is provided. Just mental legitimacy is provided. So you simply hold it up and you just say, I have a medical disability. I can't wear a face covering. And then every place but two places in the last 6 months has said, okay, no problem. No problem. I went to a store yesterday. And when I walked through, there was a mask. I know you hate this word, Ab, but a mask Nazi that was there that was ready to pounce. Ready to pounce.
Was he armed?
No, it was a woman. Ready to pounce.
Was she armed?
Nope. But all I did was I smiled and I said, hey, I have a medical condition. I can't wait. I didn't even have to finish the sentence.
Well, I went to the Costco today, and the sign on the door said all the things you got to do, mask, blah, blah, blah. And at the bottom it said, please respect those who cannot wear a mask. I actually was impressed with that. The very last line, in bold. You know
that is because the lawyers are starting to
wake up.
that there are those of us who do have a disability who don't want to be harassed by the Karens of the world. So, but the other thing about this, which is why I like wearing it as a lanyard when I go through a store, is when
others see you.
And when anybody sees me, they look down and they just say, I see that symbol. There's something going on there. I'm going to give this guy a pass. And I just smile at him and go, I've never had any problem except two places. And I was successfully able to navigate myself through those two places. But to me, guys, this is just something that, you know, it's up to you. I provide it as a tool for you to use or not. I don't care, but the instructions are there, but you might want to try. But the key is don't be confrontational. This is, it's just such a waste of energy and it's not necessary. You know, a smile will get you a long way. People just don't want to lose their jobs. That's it. They're told, they're given a job saying you can't let people in without a mask.
Yeah.
Or a business will say, we will get fined. But you know what? There are exemptions and you should look in your county or whatever they call it. I don't know what they call it up in your area, or in Australia. I know we have a lot of listeners from there, but just find out what the executive order really says because it will show the exemptions. Good idea to have that in your car. Print it out as well.
Man, you got to carry a whole pile of stuff just to go buy a bag of bananas.
You don't have to. You just have to keep it in your car so that you can go out there. Because you can say, do you really want me to go out to the car? I have the executive order in my car. I have my medical letter in the car. Are you really requesting that I go out there and do that when I have this? You're welcome to call my advocate on here who can verify my disability. And we do document bullying and discrimination for litigation. That's on here too. You know, so it is not a bluff anymore. I mean, at the beginning, if I would have given this counsel, I would have felt out of integrity, but I don't now because this is all based on a lie. It is so obvious. You know, you who's that guy, Ab? You have to be dumb as a box of rocks to believe it. You know,
yeah, really, Mag, he's been blown off YouTube. Yeah, I like that guy. Yeah.
Long gone. He's all over BitChute though.
Oh, is he? Okay, I gotta go find him again. You're dumb as a box of rocks. I'm telling you.
If you believe it.
If you believe it.
Yeah, but you know, if people do this and use it, please reach out to me and let me know. You can reach me at UncleOd333. You know, some people are going to jump on that too. It's only because I see the clock every day at 3:33. Literally, if I have to get up and take a leak, it seems to be 3:33 all the time. So that has just always been a number that has followed me for whatever reason. I guess it's has to do with my brick wall. But UncleOd333@gmail.com, email me. We can talk about it or call in, to 810-666-1984, when we're live streaming at some point and just let us know, how it worked for you. But for me, it's like, if I can just give
again with the bitter truth. And if you notice, they freeze up all of my channel that I got. Yes, the YouTube people is trying to silence the Mag truth. And that's what you need to know. Now today we go get into the so-called Ruth Ginsburg. Yes, so-called Supreme Court Justice.
All right, there you go. A little bit of there he is, Bamily Magnation. He's in the bam, bam,
bam. I miss him. I miss him.
Well, you have to, anyway, like you said,
inviting people to call in and let us know how it works. I just want people to. I know there's a lot of YouTubers out there who are filming themselves going in without any kind of. I call it an awareness accessory, that are going in and it's just always confrontational when I see it and they're filming themselves. They're looking like they're going to get, you know, jumped by either someone who works there or a Karen that's in there. And there are male Karens too. And it's just, you know, that's what I want people to avoid. I want you to be able to go in with a smile on your face and not feel like you're going to get attacked and not feel like you're doing anything wrong. Just go in and shop without a mask, and believe me, you will have zero issue. And if you do, what's the worst thing that happens? You know, you leave. But I don't think you'll have to. Okay, I'm done with that.
That was a lot of mask, a lot of mask talk, and it is the talk of the town and the world, and the whole world is masking. There's not one place you can go in the entire world where they're not playing the masquerade, as I like to call it. What's your, well, I've talked a lot about what I think it's all about. What are you registering? What do you think the purpose of the masquerade is, if it's not to, really, well, their official story is to stop you from spraying the virus on the next guy. What do you think it's all about?
I think it's a humiliation ritual.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that, in truth, what I think it is, if you don't allow people to congregate more than 10 people, if you make them stay 6 feet away from each other, if you make them wear a mask, then nobody's going to be communicating. Nobody's going to be sharing. I mean, thank goodness for this platform and others, you know, to be able to actually have these conversations maskless, because without them, can you imagine? Where could we all get together to be able to just have a chat? It's not like you could even go down to the local pub anymore, right? And chat with your friends. But you can't assemble. So this is all part of the plan. And if people haven't gone to the World Economic Federation
Forum. Is it Federation Forum, or Forum?
Sorry, you're right. Forum. Thank you.
Yeah.
And search for the Great Reset. Just put it in their search bar and start just looking around. That'll tell you exactly where this is all headed. They tell you. They give it to you. They've been working on it for, you know, a half a century, and it's all there. And they're not taking the boot off the neck. They're going for it.
This is year one of at least a 10-year transition. If you ask me.
Yeah.
We're in year one. So I think masking is here for at least a year, maybe longer. And until it's so irritating and it's made business so full of friction that people are going to really back off from going to the stores. And then the solution will fly in saying, hey, if you just get this COVID pass, which is already being used in, I guess, most of China, Singapore, where you scan your phone and your phone has all your health info that says, yes, you passed the test this morning or this week or this month. I don't know how frequently you're going to have to do this BS test. And that will allow you to check, get in the mall, check, get in the store, check, get in the restaurant. I wouldn't be surprised if I watched this video where the guy was scanning at least 10 times as he was going through the mall, checking in and out of a store. And if you don't see how this is really just severe data tracking, where they're just trying to figure out what you're doing, what you're buying, on top of all the other ways they can collect it by facial recognition, GPS, this is just sort of another confirmation where you're checking in and out. That's what it's all about. It's all about just the technocracy.
Right. Which is the... It's so funny. It's just kind of like you all always just shoveled into the corner or swept into the corner. Any one world government, new world order, all of that just used to be conspiracy, you know, gobbledygook. But it's here. It's real. And the control grid that people think is there is way different. I mean, all of the leaders of every country are just leaders of that corporation.
Right.
And all of these corporations report up, you know, up to the top pyramid.
Oh yeah, for sure. And, well, there's a couple. Belarus didn't sign on to the IMF's $1 billion bribe. They said no for now.
Right. Until someone gets assassinated.
Yeah, until someone drinks some of the nasty drink, a little arsenic in the lemonade kind of thing, and next thing you know, he's gasping for air, whatever. It's, you know, they're not relenting. They're not going to let anyone through the cracks on this one, unfortunately. No,
I don't have high hopes that there's going to be a revolution and, you know, people
except their revolution.
their revolution. And the reason why is you just go to the grocery store and 99% of the people are wearing masks. So they're compliant and complicit at this point. And, so if people don't fight to breathe their own fresh air, I mean, how are they going to take it to the next level and really rebel? They're just going to be first ones in line to get that, you know, COVID pass and, then be able to, you know, go everywhere freely, maskless. And it's guys like you and me who, to be able to engage with society with those rules of engagement, we're going to have a hard time at some point. I mean, at some point to win a COVID pass is required, it's going to be kind of hard to bluff your way through that. And so we have to figure out, like Tom Barnett said, how we might be able to live a bit differently. And that's kind of, it's kind of hard to contemplate. I mean, it's a stretch for me. Kind of, you know, I'm not a fearful guy, but I don't like thinking about that. You know, I don't know. I don't know how to milk a goat.
Not yet. I'm sure you can figure it out. I just to keep people updated on this Marcus call, I got another email from Marcus. I just told him, just call in on the phone line for Christ's sake. And we'll take the call if you're listening. And, we'll try and promote my escapenewnormal.com, which is his idea.
Right. And Ab, when he does get on the line, I could tell, by talking with the King. Tommy King, that is.
Yeah.
Could tell that there was a little bit of delay between he and me. And so Marcus gets back on, if you could kind of take the lead on the question, that would be great, because I don't want to be
that's fine.
The reason why everything is, we're talking all over each other.
No, I didn't see a lag really. I thought you were receiving no time, but it seemed okay to me. Once I reset and figured out all the numbers, because with Zoom, I'm not quite sure where all the settings are, but I'm getting better at it. So
you're going to be a Zoom stud soon.
I'm going to be a Zoom. Now we might reconvene this week sometime during the weekday.
Yeah, we are.
We're always working on guests.
Well, we're going to have a guest 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Brian Stavely is going to be on. We're really excited about that. He's going to join us, and we want to talk about the state of the state, and then of course he's the Mandela effect man that's out there that just
which I know nothing about.
You know, his work is amazing and just boggles your mind. I mean, it's just I'm aware of the Mandela effect and the, you know, if you build it, they will come, those instances. But he has some personal ones in his life to where, I mean, imagine going, you know, living in a town all your life and the gas station was Sunoco, you know, on the corner that you, for the, your whole life was Sunoco. And then, I'm just making this up. And then, you know, all of a sudden it was Bronoco and you're like, no, it's always been Sunoco. No, it's Bronoco. It's always been Bronoco. Go look at old pictures.
I don't know. There's so much else to talk about in the sense that I don't want to go put energy where I don't want to really spend, because it does seem almost farcical, the conversations that they have debating what book says this and what it used to say. And it seems like trivia.
We're gonna non-violently disagree on that. I think it's a big deal because I am definitely Mandela affected, if that's a verb, or I guess would that be an adjective? But because you know, I think there's a test that's out there where you could. Are you Mandela affected? And you take 20 questions.
Well, you'll have to do all the talking because I don't really have a whole lot to say about it.
I think the nice thing about Brian is we can give him the floor and talk about what he thinks is people should want to hear. I mean, that's I think we do our job. We do our job if, you know, you and I talk less and our guests talk more.
All right.
Like with Tom Barnett, that was just, I think, a really great interview.
Yep.
We were balanced, and he did most of the talking, and people got to know him who may not. And so same with Brian when he gets on. But I'm really sorry that it didn't work out with Marcus.
Well, he said he has a really bad internet connection. And one thing about Marcus's old phone calls that I do listen to from his vault that I have access to or got access to, he always pointed out that the best connections were the phone line, the plain old telephone system. And he always called in on his phone, even though he had to hold it up to his shoulder, probably cricked his neck a bit. But his connections were always rock solid, where the others were calling in on through the voice over internet and that kind of thing, and were always breaking up and getting hung up on. So his calls were super consistently audible through the old phone system. So ironically, he's been taken down by the internet, and I'm guessing that, like most people, he probably has his phone now through the internet. So if his internet is flaky, then that's not going to help if he calls through the voice over internet phone system, as opposed to the old copper wire that went to a switch and to another switch and then got to you and was rock solid. So maybe that's why he's not calling back. But I did offer to connect any which way I could. But yeah, it just shows actually how important a good internet connection is. And in this day and age when they want everyone to sit home and use their internet connection, depending on where you live, even myself, I live in a modern city, but I've been told for the last 10 or however long I've been living here that because of the distance I am from the telephone switch, I'm as far away as physically possible before the line degrades severely, that I can't really be upgraded anymore in terms of speed. So there's a lot of people with physical limitations because no one has come to lay fiber in my neighborhood as of this time, and I don't even know if there is a schedule for that. So you're really hamstrung by the connectivity of wherever you are. And if you're going to do teleconferencing, video conferencing, as much as they'd like to think that that will replace person-to-person business, person-to-person schools, it's just not reliable enough. So why should a student suffer by missing a class because his internet conks out on him? It's ridiculous. So there's a reason why we congregate together. So this dream that Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum has, I think he's a little ahead of himself because too much of the world is not well connected, which is another reason why big companies that use very intensive network applications, they have to meet in a building which is maybe very well physically wired and not the crappy Wi-Fi that most people are relying on.
Oh,
you
sure
cannot get very much done if your internet just goes for a 5-minute timeout. Doesn't work.
Yeah, so. But I know with our company, you know, we have like 40 portfolio companies within it. It's the security side has been so beefed up, and we all have, you know, lack of a better term, extra digital gear that's been put on all of our computers. And like there's no way I'll ever do anything personal on the computer I use for
work.
Okay,
but you're a high end. I'm talking about just families in general that are trying to interface with the school or the university.
That's right. That's true.
It's ridiculous. It's terrible, and we're really letting our children down based on the lack of infrastructure that is not going to just change overnight. It's not going to happen.
I just, before I forget this, I was on a call this week, and learned, and this company was in Manhattan, and learned that there was an article that came out, I should have saved it, to where they are estimating that 70% of New York City restaurants are going to close unless there is massive federal help. 70% are going to be shuttered. Can you imagine Manhattan with 70% of the restaurants that are shuttered? It's just going to be so eerie. So
well,
eerie.
What this is what I meant to ask you, because you, I think, have dialed down on the COVID wheel on the World Economic Forum website. What can you dial down and find out what is their plan for restaurants, actually? Is there a drill down that will reveal underneath what they have in mind? Because all of this has been planned and thought out. I've heard right. that airlines should not expect to get back to even half or close to what they were until 2023. So obviously there's a plan there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as I've shared with you before, and I'm sorry that there's just only so many hours a day, mm-hmm. but what I really would love to do is have some segments on this show to really go through the World Economic Forum, their website. Mm-hmm. And every week they send out a newsletter, mm-hmm. E-letter, that walks through just everything that they want to promote, right? And as I have been reading them, and I print them out every week for this show, thinking we might start talking about it. But, and I didn't today because of Marcus.
Yeah.
But when you go through there, we should just go through, and next week I'll read through some of these in a segment, and it gives you the indicator, the where they want to take it. So it will say something like restaurants post COVID. And we can explore it. It's a great question, Ab, and we can explore
because
it.
Because you know they've planned every segment of the society. This is a technocrat's wet dream. So they've been working 20 years, 30 years. Obviously, they got to keep updating because things change.
Sure.
Technology changes. Maybe technology is adopted at different rates by different people and that they didn't expect. For instance, why is TikTok popular? There's no rational reason, but it is. So can they make use of that for their technocracy? I don't know. But the point is that they must have a plan for every segment of society that they are systematically destroying, because there's no logic to any of the COVID maneuvers. We've already established that. So for us to try and figure out, well, why do we have to do this? Why? There's no logic. It's just do it and shut up. That is really the message.
If I'm going to be Nostradamus here, and I just thought of this, thinking about the restaurant world, they are wanting to shut down Main Street restaurants, right? Meaning any mom and pop, anything that's not a larger chain. And like Amazon and Walmart has shut down Main Street,
right.
I think if I'm a technocrat, my grand goal would be to be able to have a super efficient, I mean, think of a mall that would be designed in such a way to where anything and everything that you would want from a cuisine standpoint would be served there. Not to dine in, but it would be takeout and delivery. But it would be the best of the best. You know, it would be really high quality stuff and get ultimately people used to ordering from Amazon. I mean, how many of us, I don't shop anywhere. If I can find anything on Amazon, I'm buying it off Amazon. You know, I depend on it now. I like it. It's so much more efficient.
Yeah, I do like it too. I do too. I'm not, I do too. But there's lots of people that like the whole experience of shopping. And you cannot try on a this or a that over the computer.
But here's the thing. Yes, you can. Because these companies like Zappos, do you know the first 5 years of their, of Zappos, you know, the shoe delivery? For the first 5 years, it was in their mission statement that they wanted to be known as the best, with the best customer service on the planet. What they would do is if you were, let's say, didn't know whether you were a 10 or a 10 and a half size shoe, you ordered a 10. What they would do if you said that if you called customer service, and this was really more pre the online, you call them toll free, and you had an issue with it, the customer service people would say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to send you the size below and the size over it. And when you get it, I want you to find the perfect size and you keep all three pair. Oh, that was their first 5 years. They developed a cult-like following that never shopped anywhere else. So what I'm saying is they're ultimately people now today seem to enjoy or always have enjoyed the shopping experience. But you take that away from them after a while, Ab, if that's not even in your operating reality anymore, and you go a year and people just have gotten out of the habit of going to a mall to try things on or whatever, or they have the fear that if they do go, they're taking their own life at risk.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody with the boogie virus could have tried on, you know, that sweater or whatever.
So that's what they're doing. They're taking it out of the option list.
Yeah, I think so. And so I think that ultimately restaurants, you're going to find a central, almost like a Walmart-esque, but it's going to be super, super efficient to with drive-through and delivery. And it's just going to all be based on keeping people at home. And people will be happy for it because they, you know, the world is their oyster. They can get delicious cuisine.
I don't know. But if you're not even allowed to bring people into your house to enjoy the food, then what's the point? You may as well just take whatever the Brave New World pill is that simulates a delicious meal, because there's more than just the food. Currently, it's everything else that goes with it.
Currently, but one generation.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Our kids right now suck at handwriting, right? Their kids probably won't know how to write in cursive.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean,
you know, they can text with their thumbs really well, really fast. But just think about it. It's just like it's.
I know. But there's certain things that different cultures want to pass on. They don't all want to assimilate to one technocracy. So,
yet,
right?
I don't know. I push back on you only because we're witnessing it right now.
Yeah, and I know. Madge says, we're soaking in it. That's my favorite commercial. It's okay, Madge. Leave it in. You're soaking in it. You remember right. that commercial?
But yeah, Madge, sure.
Yeah, you're soaking in it. It's okay. Leave your hand in the dishwasher detergent.
Right. Yeah, so no, but that's a really good question, and you know, we can certainly explore that. But what everybody should know is go to World Economic Forum, you know, search for what is the name of
it? It's the COVID-19 spinning wheel.
It's the COVID platform. Well, if you put in the Great Reset and you just start clicking on links, ultimately you're going to have to provide your name and email address. And for those of you who don't want to provide it, you're all smart enough to know how to get a Google email address that is just your fake email address and a fake name, and just do that.
The Great Reset is a 1 hour and 19, nice numbers. And 30-second movie, actually, worldeconomicforum.org/great-reset.
Yes, and that will tell you where we're heading. That is our future. They've thought it out, and yeah, it's.
Have you watched it?
I watched the trailer for it. I didn't know there was an hour and 19-minute movie. That's news to me. So good find.
Yeah,
can you send me the link?
I will do that now. Yeah, you're creating the show notes. Okay, let me see where the chat is. Okay, here you go. That's now in the Zoom chat for now. And you can dig that up. And, that's pretty crazy.
Great.
And, okay.
Let me,
I did change, and I'm thinking of now modifying the at least entry page of fakeologist.com because things have progressed and Junior Fakeologist created a new banner, which I haven't actually put in the rotation yet, but on page 2 of the fakeologist.com entry page, we have a banner that's called the Great Coronavirus Hoax Reset. So I've merged the two concepts, and I have Bill Gates on one side. He was supposed to be waving his arms, but his arms were too far out. We cropped them out. And then we have the other Miss Dr. Evil on the right, Klaus Schwab. I really think these are the two central characters in what we're going through. They really are. And
yep.
That's what we're talking about here. And we can talk about.
Look at this, Ab. I mean, it's climate change, fear porn, technology. You know,
but climate change wasn't scary enough. It wasn't enough to get you to stop going on the plane on your vacation. We
look
finally,
this,
yeah.
It's just visual trauma right here. I mean, it just, and look at the fakery. Oh, let's get the.
Oh, you're watching the movie now?
Yeah, it's, I'm including it with the live stream here.
Okay. So,
I'm just, there's no sound on, but, this is fascinating as hell. Good find, Ab.
Well, you saw the trailer. Maybe they just put it on. There's a link there. You can just pull that up so you can show the audience my great coronavirus hoax reset banner.
Join us. Here, hold on. It's, there. Whoops. Let me just back up just a hair, and I'm going to hit pause when it gives the URL. The Great Reset, mm-hmm. And then we can share. Join us. Pause. Okay. WEF.CH.
What the hell is that?
I've never heard of it. / Great Reset. WEF.CH / Great.
Well, that's
reset.
Just the short form that brings you right back to what I said. WeForum.org. Yeah, it's just their short form. It's not even a good short form. Piss on them. Okay. It brings you back to the same place.
Yours I'm showing it right here, is weforum.org/great-reset.
Yeah, that's exactly where you come back to with that other thing you showed. But if you click on underneath there, fakeologist.com, and bring up my page, the second link that is in the Zoom chat, that's the graphic we created there.
Let me stop sharing. Okay. In the second link,
I'll play the video that I have in my on that page from Vernon. It's on fakotube.com. It's on that You're in the Great Coronavirus Hoax Reset.
Tottered to the shops yesterday, to my horror and disappointment.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, so
there's the video right there. That's the one I was playing. Yeah, you can play it. I don't know, you have sound? Yeah, play it.
I took my life in my hands and tottered to the shops yesterday. To my horror and disappointment, the shops, and indeed the streets, were full of mask-wearing Muppets. I was the only person not wearing a mask in the shop.
It's 20 minutes, but it's fantastic.
An age, a shopper.
So why don't you tell everybody about this page?
Okay, well, that is my... Basically, when you come to fakeologist.com, it just asks you a question. Do you believe this coronavirus hoax is real or fake? If you don't think it's real, then you click and then you'll come to this second page on my website, and I renamed that page the Great Coronavirus Hoax Reset, and we created a nice graphic. We've got Bill Gates on one side, we've got the COVID spinning wheel in the middle.
Beautiful.
That you found, and I think you can drill down on every piece of the pie there and find out what they have in mind for every sector.
Yep.
Then we have Klaus Schwab.
As a matter of fact, Ab, I believe in this so much, I literally sent this to my investment advisor like 2 months ago, maybe three years ago. And I just said, you know, it's not if you can't beat them, join them. But I'm like, look, if you want to, your company should drill down on this and get a sense as to what you think about the, you know, the industry.
Yeah, what companies can we make money on?
Yes. Serious. I won't wear a mask, but I'll invest in what, you know, where they're taking the world.
Right. So you're part of the problem.
You're funding
the problem. Yeah, that's okay. I get it.
I just want to make some money so I can
buy. So on this page, I tried to summarize best I could some of the best stuff and graphics and videos and links to where I think you're going to get the main idea of. So we got a video by Tim O'Shea here where he discusses the germ theory of disease, the new state religion. Actually, can you put him on our list of people to talk to? Tim O'Shea.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the second part of my presentation on coronavirus 19. In our last video,
have you seen this video and or podcast series?
$5,000 to anyone who could show proof.
Yes, he's really a straightforward doctor. I don't know, a doctor of what? I guess a GP or medical doctor.
Not one.
Very soft-spoken and easy to listen to summary of what's going on.
Okay.
So there's that. So it's actually good that you're looking at this page. Yeah. And we've got youcan'tcatchavirus.com link. You've got some daily posts. You have, actually I have to fix a post here. You've got, other links, clues forum, questioning COVID, IPS, Amazing Polly, John LeBond, Peace of Mindful, Jeff C., John Rappaport, Crow 777, PK, Vernon Coleman, and a lot of these links change so quickly because these people come and they go. For the most part, it's pretty intact. But,
so if like Vernon's link is dead, is that because has he been ixnayed off of YouTube or what?
Well, he may be. I think his channel actually still works, but he's not posting there, but sometimes he is. So yeah, everything is fast moving. It's hard to keep it exactly accurate, but for the most part, that's where I wanted to put my coronavirus hoax summary stuff.
You should put the Tom Barnett video there.
Well, I put that on You Can't Catch a Virus.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah. I guess I could cross-post a lot of the stuff, but if you click on youcan'tcatchavirus.com, which is linked there, which you can do, then he is center stage there, I believe.
He's the second video down. There he is. No, I'm talking about our video that we did with him.
Oh, right. That's true.
Put that on here.
Yeah.
On this.
Right. So I've got his two videos on there as well. I got on FakoTube. I got it on FakeTube, the original video host that I had. I got them both there just in case they get mixed up or scrambled.
I have to tell you, you have been such a leader with all of this stuff of being able to disseminate information.
Well, we're trying. We're trying. We're trying our best. It's not easy as a part-timer, so we're trying to do our best. You're doing your best, so we're chatting every day. We're trying to create some synergy here on the channel, which I think we're doing a pretty good job.
And, well, I hope people like it. It's by far, from perfect, but, we're at least trying to get good guests and create good content. And if anybody has any suggestions, we are open. Please reach out to us.
Right. All right. Well, I think we've done a couple hours. It's too bad the whole Marcus thing fell into the toilet, but we can maybe have him back. I think he's going to be doing a show starting tomorrow.
Right.
He says it's going to be live, but now he's irritated. Oh, I see. Now he's telling me. Okay. I guess his phone goes through his cable connection.
I see.
So he can't call. All right. That's fine.
Okay. Well, we'll get him back on once he gets everything.
Well, yeah, let's see if he even goes live tomorrow, because now he's reconsidering due to his poor connection. So whatever. We'll pass on the information.
Well, bottom line, it's always good to talk with you, Ab.
Nice to talk to you, sir.
My day. It was so funny this morning. It's like,
yeah.
I get a what's Gap again?
A telegram ringy dingy. I just didn't want to type the message to you. I figured I'd just talk, and I figure if anyone's typing to me, they're probably awake, because I'm pretty sure you have to be awake. I didn't realize you were in the quiet. It was a little too early. That was disrespectful. I'm sorry about that.
It wasn't. It was just funny that we're both up, and then you and I have a 30-minute conversation.
And
I
wish we should have recorded it.
Always enjoy talking with you.
Yeah, no, and that's what we do. And actually, if anyone wants to talk to me personally during the day, I'm busy, but I can squeeze in 10, 15 minutes here. All my calls are recorded, and I will usually try and use them for the site. And I won't talk anything really personal or anything like that. We're just going to talk media fakery. We're going to talk coronavirus hoax. So if anyone wants someone to talk to about this, feel free to call me. And Uncle Lod calls me a few times, and we talk, and we try and record it, and we keep it real. And I know people like to listen in to real people talk about this, because I doubt you're talking about it with your family and friends in a fakeologist way. And that's,
and I think that is important. I think in an odd kind of way, this can be therapy, because It's like you just cannot speak this safely. You can't speak about it safely. I can't speak about it safely within my employment situation. That would put me at risk. And it's not because, it's only because they believe it and they would look at me like I have four heads and that I was just way off my rocker. And that's how we all look. And that's why we can't engage with 95% probably of people out there. And I think there are a lot of people who think like us, but absolutely aren't brave enough to even, you know, open their mouth or perhaps even minds to the idea of any kind of, you know, pushback or just what's the word I'm looking for? Critical thought on this. Mm-hmm. And so I had a woman the other day, in the grocery store who also didn't have a mask. And I went and I tapped her on the shoulder and she was bending over. She was checking avocados and touching them. She knew that whoever was tapping her on the shoulder was probably going to give her shit about not wearing a mask.
Oh, and dear.
So I said, excuse me, ma'am. And she turned around and she had a stern look on her face, almost like she was ready to go to battle. And she turned around and she smiled and I smiled and I said, I just want to let you know, it's so nice to see another smiling face. We had a great conversation and we started talking and I let her know about the show and I pulled it up on my phone and, she has responded through the videos. I noticed it and she had her husband look at it and stuff and he's not quite where she is.
It's dividing people.
But what was news to her is the you can't catch a virus part, the germ versus terrain theory. And she was pretty fascinated by that. And because when people actually study the terrain theory, it
makes more sense.
So makes so much more sense. And then once you kind of grasp that, it's like you can't go back. You just are like, no, this makes so much sense. And then everything becomes so self-evident as to it being a lie. And it's just a painful lie at this point. I mean, when you see the truth, and I'm telling you, the terrain theory is the truth.
And it's also sort of why I try to rationalize, okay, if they do really think that vaccines make a difference, which I don't think they do, but say they do officially believe they make a difference, and if their efficacy rate is less than 50%, what does that mean? How could you explain that logically, scientifically, in their own words? And my idea is if we all have our own unique viruses, like we have our unique blood system and blood type, where we're uniquely identify, our fingerprints and our blood are unique to all of us. We might have some commonalities. So if this virus is only less than 50% effective, maybe it's because we all are generating our own special flavor or formula rather of viruses to repair our body. So you're never going to get something that is all purpose for everyone because we all have this custom immune system. Okay, it's similar from person to person to person, but it's customized to our bodies based on what we eat, how we sleep, what toxicities we're exposed to, maybe some family history, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's totally unique. So there's nothing you could shoot into our bodies to make it react the same way. Because our bodies are all so unique. That should be enough proof once more that the idea of injecting some toxic stew into your body to make it react so it can be prepared for the actual stew or toxin, which doesn't exist, is ludicrous. So I'm just trying to figure out how they could possibly rationalize that their own flu vaccines that they pump, and people obviously don't believe in them because the uptake is less than 50% every year because you're not forced to take them. It's a voluntary thing. That would be the main reason, that they just can't and never will work. We make our own viruses, our own signatures in our own bloodstream that can't be duplicated from person to person to person. So that's another way of looking at it for me.
And the purpose of those cell-borne viruses is to come soak up your toxins like a warrior. Right.
And expel them.
Yeah. And so when you have the flu, when you're throwing up, when you have diarrhea, when you're sweating, when you have...
Don't turn me on.
When you have all of that mucus and you're blowing your nose, that is your body working to detox your body. That's why I think that we should take control of the language, and instead of calling it flu season, we should call it detox season. That makes more sense to me from a terrain theory standpoint.
Well, and in the Northern Hemisphere, I don't even think it's necessarily that we're detoxing. We're simply suffering from lack of sunlight. At least we're on the parallel I'm at, and it's just a number of hours problem, because as we go towards the darkest day of the year on December 21st through 25th, the darkest week, that's when our body is... That's when we're really lacking the chemical inputs to make us healthy. And by the time February rolls around, when we've been in darkness for quite a few months, that's when we really start, if we haven't supercharged ourselves over the summer, that's when things really begin to wane and manifest. And we're at our weakest point, at least where we live in the Great North.
Right. What is the longest, darkest day? So what would sunlight look like up there on your...
I think the week that the sun dies officially is December 22nd. So 22nd, 23rd, 24th are the darkest days. And lo and behold, our sun is reborn on December 25th. Wonder what comes on December 25th. So those days, I believe we're talking less than 8 hours of sunlight out of a 24-hour day, which is a pretty low number.
Sure.
And that's if it is an overcast or a thick cloud cover. Then the sun can't even break through that. So you're just getting diffused light, which I don't think is ideal for generating vitamin D and all the other fantastic chemical reactions that go through your skin via the sun.
Yeah.
So I think it's all tied together. So I think it's just suffering from the inputs that make us healthy humans. And main thing is the sun.
For anyone listening to this, if you want
to learn... I'm not a doctor, by the way.
But you sure look like you look like one.
Doogie Howser.
With that beard. But if anybody wants more information on all of that, feel free to go back through this channel.
Yeah.
And there are lots of different videos that cover these things. It's kind of the purpose of the channel is just to take all of these subjects head on and try to provide some content that helps make sense. Or if you, what I think kind of the video that I like the most on this channel is the 20 minute one that's Break the Spell. That's one that I think if you copied that link and you kept it in the notes section on your phone, I have sent that to so many people who were deniers of...
Sorry, which one is that? I missed that. Is it my channel?
No, it's not your channel. It's this channel.
Oh, your channel.
FakoTube with Uncle.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I took the longer video that has gotten the most views and I condensed it down to 20 minutes. And
okay. Drop the link in there. Yeah. Let's see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the video that I am, sending to people whom I care about or anybody. Like I sent it to a guy in the gym who was wearing a mask and we had a little conversation and I pulled it up and put it in a text and I handed him the phone. I said, please, if you want to text it to yourself, text it to yourself so you'll remember later, but just invest 20 minutes in that because I think it's pretty powerful as far as breaking the spell, that this is all, nonsense. It's an endemic. There is no pandemic. It does not exist. So use that as a tool And hopefully we'll continue to get great guests. And if you are someone out there who you think, hey, I should be on this show, shoot me an email, uncleod333@gmail.com, and we can chat. And if we can get you on, if that makes sense, we'd be happy to do so. So with that, Ab, I think that it's time to to hang it up and start our good evening, get some sleep, and hit it hard again tomorrow, Monday.
All right. Do you have any closing music?
I don't.
I have something.
Great.
It's an outro.
I love it. We make a good team, Ab. Your beard and my brick wall.
All right. Well, sayonara. Let's listen to a famous comedy duo from Canada sing us out. Good night.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall that it's time to bid you one and all goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long.
So long.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Be good.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Keep warm.
Relax.
At ease.
Take care.
Stay loose.
Adieu, mon vieux.
A la prochaine.
Goodbye till when we meet again.
Good night.
Excellent. All right.
Take care.